time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Lane City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for sunny skies today, a high near 60, a 50% chance of rain after midnight tonight, a low around 40. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. The Fairfield Mules took on Breeze Modern Day yesterday at the Train Yard in the second round of the 3A football playoffs and saw their season come to an end with a 21-6 loss. Mark Turner and Jeff Vaughn have the story.
Mules in the 2019 football season with a 10-1 record. They dropped this one to Breeze Modern Day 21-6 and finished the year 10-1. Jeff Vaughn, three turnovers killed the Mules.
All in the second half, on drives where Fairfield had some momentum, was moving the football downfield. The story of the first half was the penalties for Breeze Modern Day. They shot themselves in the foot, allowed Fairfield to get an untimed down to close out the first half, punch in a three-yard touchdown run, get the score 6-0, but then the turnovers and Modern Day cleaning up their penalty act just spelled doom for Fairfield in the second half.
Mules in their year 10-1. Second straight year they've made it to the second round of the Class 3A playoffs. Disappointing loss for the Mules, but there are a lot of positives this season.
Yeah, 29 straight wins in the BDC for this class, this sophomore to senior class, winningest class in Fairfield football history. The all-time BDC win record was attained this year, and it hurts. It hurts to lose a game like this, but you were in it. And Coach Townsend said after the game, the kids, they didn't back down. They left everything out on the field, and you have to go out with your head held high after a night like that.
21-6, the final. The Mules in their football season at 10-1. For Jeff Vaughn, I'm Mark Turner, WFIW News.
In addition to setting a BDC record, the Mules set a school record for the winningest season. A large crowd of Mules fans was on hand to cheer on the team. Prior to the game, a good crowd was on hand in downtown Fairfield Saturday afternoon for the annual Veterans Day Parade, which began at 2 p.m. More news after this break.
When you think of everyday great deals on love seats, recliners, and sectionals, you need to think of Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in Wayne City. Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center has some of the best deals in the area, and they have them every day. Shop Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center. They'll treat you right. Here's what's going on Monday, November 18th. It's the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Better Breathers Club meeting on Monday. If you have pulmonary fibrosis, COPD, or lung cancer, consider joining this group. Learn better ways to cope with your diagnosis and live life to the fullest. Licensed clinical social worker Lauren Griswold will be discussing managing stress and anxiety at 3 p.m. in the Medical Arts Complex Community Education Room. 847-8349 is the number for more information. Also, the Wayne City Raritan Club will meet Monday night, November 18th, at the Wayne City Community Building. Meeting and dinner will begin at 6:30. Anyone interested in joining or becoming an active volunteer is invited to attend.
Forecasters at the National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky, say more cold air is expected in the southern Illinois region on Monday, Veterans Day. This time, some snowfall could accompany the blast of colder air. Forecasters say rain is forecast to change to snow on Veterans Day. The changeover will be in the afternoon across southeast Missouri, southern Illinois, and southwest Indiana, and by evening across western Kentucky. Minor accumulations of up to an inch of snow will be possible. How much accumulates will depend on ground and pavement temperatures prior to the onset of snow. Flash freezing on area roads is a concern as well, especially from around sunset into the evening as temperatures fall rapidly. After the wintry precipitation moves out, bitter cold will follow. Gusty north winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 30 miles per hour will drive wind chill temperatures down into the single digits late Monday night and Tuesday morning. This will be unseasonably cold for mid-November. The normal low temperatures for this time of year are around 40 degrees. For those with interest along Erie rivers, the river stages as of this morning, Little Wabash east of Fairfield at 7.71 feet, flood stage is 17 feet, At Clay City, the stage is 6.34 feet, flood stage 18 feet. At Carmi, the stage is 6.96 feet, flood stage 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City is at 5.46 feet, flood stage 15 feet. Wabash at Mount Carmel is at 5.07 feet, flood stage is 19 feet. Residents in Fairfield should have received a blue plastic bag on their doorknobs Saturday as Boy Scout Troop 173 is scouting for food to feed the hungry in the community. Working in conjunction with the Midwest Food Bank, the Fairfield Cub and Boy Scouts hit the streets Saturday, placing bags on doorknobs in neighborhoods within the Fairfield city limits. They're hoping to collect donated canned goods, box goods, and other non-perishable food items. They'll return this coming Saturday, November 16th, to pick up any donations. Anyone wishing to donate can place a filled bag or additional bags or boxes on their front porch. Scouts will collect them and take them to the Midwest Food Bank to be weighed and sorted. They'll then be donated to the six Fairfield food pantries. Anyone who lives outside of the city limits or who didn't get a bag can call Crystal Eckleberry at 599-7899 or Rebecca Fletcher at 599-9175 to arrange a pickup location. Those interested in recertifying your Illinois concealed carry permit can enroll in the IECC Concealed Carry Recertification Course that provides the 3 hours of required training. The course is for any Illinois concealed carry permit holder that needs to take the recertification training. Pre-registration is required. The class will be offered Saturday, November 30th from 8 to 11 a.m. at the Advanced Technology Building on West 3rd Street in Mount Carmel. D. Ray Etzcorn will be the instructor. Cost of the 3-hour recertification class is $50. For more information or to get registered, you can contact the Student Services Office at Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel at 866-982-4322 or Frontier Community College in Fairfield at 877-464-3687. If blowing and raking leaves into piles to have your city service pick up or have them taken out to a local landfill is too much of a hassle, a local University of Illinois horticulture expert has a few tips on how to deal with the fallen leaves. Master Gardener Candace Hart at the University of Illinois Extension Office says leaves can make a great compost starter. As you get those gardens cleaned up, she recommends mixing those remains with some leaves.
Leaves are definitely something that make a great compost. So when you're thinking about what to do with your leaves this fall, cleaning them up off of the grass, one thing you can definitely do is pile those up and break those down by composting. And then what you could do next year, once they've started to break down, is you could use that as a mulch. You could add that to your garden bed as kind of a compost material. But the key there is that you need to break them down into smaller pieces so that they'll break down faster. So an easy way to do that is with the lawnmower, of course. So you can mow over those leaves and then, like I said, try to pile them up and do a location that they can kind of do their composting work. Or some people, if they're just doing small amounts, they'll actually kind of put them in a trash can and use a shredder or even a weed eater to kind of break those down into smaller bits, because they're going to break down much faster when you can get them into smaller pieces.
If composting isn't your thing and you just want to mow over those leaves, that's an option too. Hart indicates those mulched up leaves can provide good nutrients for your lawn.
Now, if you just have a small amount of leaves in the yard, you may not even have to do much to clean them up. They can actually add organic material to your lawn, too. But I know in my case, I have many, many tall maple trees in my backyard in particular. And if I didn't do anything, if I just let them all lay, I would have zero grass left just because they're that thick. So mm-hmm. You kind of have to keep in mind how many trees you have. And if you don't have many, you might even be able just to kind of leave them and let them break down in the lawn too. Going over them a couple of times with the lawnmower would be enough for most spots. Yeah. just make sure that you're not having, once you're kind of blowing them with the lawnmower, make sure you're not making too thick of a piles in certain locations, because that's going to kill off certain areas. But if you're able to just go over them a couple of times, that's usually enough to break them down small enough to start that process.
If you'd like to start a compost pile this winter and need more tips in getting it going, you can visit extension.illinois.edu for materials and publications, or find your local University of Illinois Extension office and contact their master gardener. If Illinois Democrats get their way, Illinois will become the second state in the U.S. to allow college athletes to get payments for use of their names and likenesses. California this fall passed a similar law, and in the recent veto session in Springfield, lawmakers took up the issue as well, and Governor J.B. Pritzker has said he'll sign it upon reaching his desk. Senator Chapin Rose, who says he falls on the side of the athletes in most cases, does not believe this is something to be rushed into.
Just because you don't trust NCAA doesn't mean you should shotgun something and get it wrong. Mm-hmm. So I'm more in the, hey, let's do this, but let's do it thoughtfully and methodically rather than shotgun it. And by the way, the University of Illinois is opposed. Actually, all the ADs in the state of Illinois are opposed at this time. I think not because they're against the concept necessarily, but because, again, this hasn't been thought through yet. I will tell you, as long as we're going to kick the NCAA, I'm all for kicking the NCAA. I think these people are egregious actors. I think that they have way too much power.
The idea sounds good in theory, but Senator Rose believes there could be lots of unintended consequences. Men's basketball and football are the biggest revenue generators, and he points out the distribution of money could leave schools unable to afford some programs.
Potentially, it could cause a school to spend so much more on the women's side of sports that they couldn't keep up anyway. Some schools, they wouldn't be able to afford the similar investment that come in off of the, let's think about the basketball. Some of these small tournament teams, that seem to perennially hit the national NCAA tournament. California had their shot across the NCAA bow. The NCAA has responded that it will look into it. And now here we are in Illinois. Governor Pritzker signaled he wants to do it in Illinois. I just don't know why we're in a hurry. This has got some significant, significant unintended consequences that need to be thought through and move with certainly speed, but deliberate speed, not just shotgunning something. And now I will tell you also that I just my own personal bias, I think part of what's happening here is nobody really believes the NCAA. I think that the bill sponsors in the House and the Senate both just don't trust the NCAA. I'm putting words in their mouths. I don't think they've said that, but that's what I would take away from their need to do this.
Among a few issues with the measure the senator expressed was why the legislature has decided to take this up during the veto session, which is a time to refine or reject existing measures, not create new ones. The NCAA has indicated they would look into paying athletes for the use of their names and likenesses. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum is honoring veterans all month, Kim Howard reports.
Admission is free for military vets and active duty personnel at the museum on Veterans Day. Additionally, the Fighting Powells display features a World War II service flag used to denote how many family members were in the military, says spokesperson Chris Wills.
This is the, I guess, only known one with seven stars because an Illinois family sent seven of their sons off to war. So we have that flag on display in our treasures gallery along with information about what happened to the family.
The museum also has a special exhibit of World War II, and a handwritten copy of the Gettysburg Address will be on display from November 14th through December 2nd. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths are next.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, ACT Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 91-year-old McLeansboro resident Junior Franklin Johnson died Saturday at his home. He was Region 5 captain of the Illinois Department of Conservation, retired. He loved to hunt, fish, and be outside, especially to garden. He was a member of the Cornerstone Church of Christ in McLeansboro. Surviving are his wife, Helen, a daughter, Pamela Huggins, of Ridgedale, Missouri, three sons, Steve Johnson, Brent Johnson, and Warren Johnson, all of McLeansboro, seven grandchildren and several great-grandchildren, and a brother-in-law, Max Warren, of McLeansboro. Funeral services for Junior Franklin Johnson will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with Roger Turner officiating. Burial will be in Hickory Hill Cemetery at Walpole. Visitation will be from 6 to 8 p.m. Monday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the Cornerstone Church of Christ and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of the arrangements. 72-year-old McLeansboro resident Carl Wayne Morris died Thursday at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. He was a retired aviation mechanic and a U.S. Air Force veteran, having served during the Vietnam conflict. Surviving are daughter Christy Strouser of McLeansboro, three brothers Bernard Lee Morris of Springfield, Illinois, Bill Morris of Houston, Texas, and Tom Morris of Knoxville, Tennessee, and a step-grandson, as well as several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Carl Morris will be at 1 p.m. today at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with Reverend Robert Seyfried officiating. Visitation from 11 a.m. today until the time of service. Burial will be at the IOF Cemetery in McLeansboro, with graveside military rites performed by the American Legion Post 106 and a U.S. Air Force Honors Team. Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting.
Healthcare is about having Plan B when there was no Plan A.
Healthcare is making sure I'm not a mom until I'm ready.
Healthcare is birth control.
Healthcare is knowing I have options.
Planned Parenthood is healthcare.
Book your appointment today.
Here's your sports update for today. High school football yesterday. Fairfield Mules lost to Breeze Modern Day 21-6. It was Quincy Notre Dame over Beardstown 21-7. Williamsville beat DuCoin 48-14. Vandalia topped Mount Carmel 23-20 in the 3A playoffs. Princeton over Spring Valley Hall 16-0. Paxton Buckley Loda over Farmington 27-7. Byron over Dupuy 42-14. Wilmington over Eureka 28-7. 2A playoffs. Nashville over Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin 28-14. In the 4A playoffs, Murfreesboro beat Chillicothe Illinois Valley Central 28-14. Effingham over Benton 42-7. Fairbury Prairie Central over Columbia 28-22. College football, Illinois edged Michigan State 37-34. Purdue over Northwestern 24-22. It was Wisconsin over Iowa 24-22. Minnesota beat Penn State 31-26. Oklahoma over Iowa State 42-41. Georgia shut out Missouri 27-0. Kentucky edged Tennessee 17-13. LSU over Alabama 46-41. Western Kentucky beat Arkansas 45-19. And number one Ohio State over Maryland 73-14. College basketball, Texas over Purdue 70-66. Indiana beat Portland State 85-74. In the NBA, Chicago beat Houston 117-94. National Hockey League, in overtime, St. Louis beat Calgary 3-2. In a shootout, the Penguins over Chicago 3-2. On the sports schedule today, in college basketball, Illinois travels to Arizona tonight. The game can be heard on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM beginning at 7 p.m. In the NBA, the Pacers will be at Orlando today. On the NFL schedule, the Chicago Bears play the Lions. The Indianapolis Colts take on the Dolphins today. The Bills are at the Browns, Cardinals at Tampa Bay, the Chiefs at the Titans, Atlanta is at New Orleans, Giants play the Jets, the Ravens are at the Bengals, Carolina is at Green Bay, Rams are at the Steelers, and the Vikings will be at Dallas today. National Hockey League, the Blackhawks play Toronto. That's your sports update. Fairfield area weather, sunny today, a high near 60. A 50% chance of rain after midnight tonight, a low around 40. 90% chance of rain Monday, eventually changing to snow, up to an inch, a possibility. Temperature falling to 30 by evening. Monday night, slight chance of evening snow, then clearing, a low around 15. Sunny Tuesday, but a high of 25. Partly sunny Wednesday, a high in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny Thursday, a high in the mid-40s. And sunny Friday, a high of 47. 37 has been today's low. The present Fairfield temperature, 42.